We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
The number of people testing positive for the coronavirus has now jumped to more than 147,000 today after the state health department reported 2,900 new cases over the last 2 days. The daily positivity rate jumped to over 6%, which is the highest since May. There were also 21 new deaths reported over the last 2 days, bringing the statewide death toll to 7,031. The health department reported over the weekend that 109,000 people have recovered from the virus.
Meanwhile, many of the new cases can be attributed to outbreaks in schools.
27 new school outbreaks. Among those, 6 students and staff at Plymouth Christian Academy in Canton, outbreaks at Romeo Anchor Bay and Howell High Schools, 3 students or staff at Pinewood Elementary School in Warren. As for colleges and universities, Michigan State University is reporting 100 new cases, bringing their total to 1,622, while the University of Michigan is reporting 200 new cases, bringing that total to 836. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
The number of COVID-19 cases in Michigan was high in the spring, but Michigan's chief medical executive, Dr. Janae Caldoun, who testified before the state COVID-19 Oversight Committee today, says that they managed to bring those numbers down for a period of time.
Michigan, like other states, is starting to see a rise in cases, and it's going to be very important that we all continue to work together to slow the spread of the disease.
Caldoun says that that means wearing a mask and social distancing. She says that there have been fewer deaths with better treatments for the virus. The committee does not plan to put out a report until after the election.
20-year-old Tamisha Beauchamp, the Southfield woman who was wrongly declared dead in late August, has now died.
It is a case that made national headlines last summer when Tamisha Beauchamp was wrongly declared dead by Southfield paramedics and ended up in a funeral home. Family attorney Jeffrey Feiger says Beauchamp was diagnosed with cerebral palsy as an infant and suffered from desaturation, which meant she periodically needed oxygen, which the family usually provided. But on that day, the family called 911.
In this case, they felt that she may have needed transfer to a hospital, and in which case she would have gotten oxygen on the way and they would have gotten her to a hospital and given her oxygen too. But instead, the paramedics simply declared her dead and deprived her of oxygen for 4 hours.
Feiger says the family is devastated. They say this is the second time our beloved Tamisha has been pronounced dead, but this time she is not coming back. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
With more people voting absentee than ever before, many are wondering how quickly ballots will be counted in the presidential election. More than 1 million absentee ballots have already been submitted in Michigan, but officials aren't allowed to pre-process those ballots until 10 hours before Election Day. The cumbersome procedure to count them could delay full election results by days. That's according to Rochester Hills City Clerk Tina Barton.
I want people to know that it is going to take time, and while I understand and appreciate their desire to know who won, we all want to know. At the same time, what's important to us, again, is the security of the process, the accuracy and the integrity.
Unofficial results are published after polls close on election night, but those totals will change as mail-in ballots are counted in the days that follow.
To the auto beats, where several recent recalls of electric vehicles may be raising some new safety concerns.
Ford, Hyundai, Chevy, and BMW have all been dealing with issues involving fires in either pure EVs or plug-in hybrids. Some have occurred while charging. There are a lot of electric vehicles coming soon. Guidehouse Insights analyst Sam Abulsamid says these issues need to be settled quickly.
The risk is small, but I think in the, particularly in the case of EVs, because the fires are so difficult to extinguish, they want to take greater care to minimize the risk of it happening at all.
Fires also happen in gasoline-powered vehicles. It's too early to tell whether EVs are at lower or higher risk. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.